Hello and welcome to the Personal Development School podcast. I'm your host, Thais Gibson, and I create regular podcast episodes to teach you about your relationships, attachment style, and the subconscious mind. My goal of this podcast is to give you tools and awareness you need to thrive in your relationships, feel deeply connected, and find harmony and fulfillment in your relationships and personal life. So I hope you tune in here with me each and every week. Have you ever wondered who the dismissive avoidant attachment style in relationships usually actually gets attracted to? And what traits or qualities those individuals they're really attracted to and really pursue actually possess? Well, if you're curious about this, join me in this exploratory video where we talk about the psychology behind what attracts avoidant attachment styles in relationships. And my goal is that by the end of this video, you can better understand the dynamics of attraction so that you can empower your relationships or potential future relationships and also break any painful patterns that may be keeping you stuck. If you're not familiar with what dismissive avoidant attachment style means, every single person has an attachment style, and there are four major ones. The securely attached style, who does the easiest and has the easiest time in relationships. Number two, the anxious preoccupied, who can be very anxious, sometimes needy, clingy, because of big abandonment wounds from childhood. Then we have our dismissive avoidant, who tends to be very afraid of commitment and may find themselves more emotionally withdrawn in relationships. They tend to stonewall, avoid conflict. And last but not least, our fearful avoidant, who can be very hot and cold in relationships, largely because they have a lot of very hot and cold experiences with love growing up. Really good experiences, really scary experiences, or frustrating, hurtful experiences. And so they tend to go back and forth all the time. And this is largely because of the way that we are conditioned. So in this video, we are addressing in particular the dismissive avoidant. And if you also haven't been here before, my name is Thais. I'm the founder of the Personal Development School. And on this channel, we talk a lot about the subconscious mind, attachment styles, relationships, and lots of tools to empower your relationship life. So here are six major traits that really attract dismissive avoidant attachment styles. And some of them may be surprising. In particular, our second to last one. So number one, empathy. Because dismissive avoidants tend to be very much wired for trait variety, just like every other attachment style, meaning that we tend to be attracted to people who express or repress traits. It's one of those really initial drivers of attraction. Often, because dismissive avoidants are not very good at empathizing with themselves and are not very in tune with their own emotional experience, when they meet somebody who is, it really draws them in. So if they are very repressed emotionally and somebody comes along and says, "Hey, I noticed you're feeling this way today," or "Hey, what if you felt this way? I wanted to look out for you because that would be a difficult situation that you were in today at work." If somebody expresses empathy and like really sees a dismissive avoidant, it is actually one of the things they sometimes experience limerence around. They can feel very, very drawn to this. And again, it's because we're seeking this trait variety. We're seeking people who tend to express things differently than we do, and it can really draw somebody in. Number two, the ability for somebody to be attuned. So if somebody's really attuned to a dismissive avoidant, again, it follows along that same kind of track where if you're really out of attunement with yourself and somebody comes in and notices things about you, is attuned to you, pays attention to small details about you, it makes a dismissive avoidant feel valued, important, cared for. And you have to remember a lot of if you've been following this channel for a while, a lot of dismissive avoidants do not have this experience growing up. They go through some form of childhood emotional neglect, sometimes even combined with enmeshment. And they feel like, you know, nobody's really there looking out for them. They had to do it all on their own. So when somebody's really attuned, it really lands for them. Number three, for similar reasons, supportiveness. If somebody goes out of their way to support and express support, often through acts of service, so through, doing a favor, bringing them coffee, bringing them breakfast, even if it's somebody at work, like helping them with their work in some way, you know, these supportive components, again, tend to land for a dismissive avoidant because these are things they didn't usually have growing up in their upbringing. And so this trait variety is that first initial factor that really drives attraction here.
I
just want to jump in here and let you know that we are doing a 14-day free trial, which means you get access to the personal development school and everything we have going on the other side for free for 14 days. That means you get access to the 4 live webinars I do every single week. You can come in, you can ask me questions with your camera on, we can chat. You can leave your camera off if you prefer, or type your questions in the chat. There's lots of opportunity to get your questions answered. And on top of that, you get access to all of our different courses. We have over 55 different courses on relationships, communication, boundaries, emotional mastery, guilt and shame, learning your needs, so many different facets that are really important to master our lives and feel really good about our lives going forward. And last but not least, there's also community elements in there. So there's a daily community event, whether it's practicing communication or doing a guided morning routine or a guided reprogramming exercise. We have trained facilitators and coaches who are in there doing that work, showing up to support you on your journey every single day. So I would love to see you on the other side. There's lots of exciting stuff in there. And we have had a 99.7% NPS score, which means we have literally that many people who report being really successful at PDS and wanting to recommend this to others. And it was all done anonymously. So I felt really honored that everybody shared that. So thank you to those of you who did. But yeah, please join me on the other side. Come check it out. See if it's a fit for you. I'd love to see you there. Number 4, emotional availability. So again, following along the same lines, if somebody's emotionally available, if they're warm, if they are conversational, if they're easy to speak to, again, it has this degree of like bringing the dismissive avoidant comfort, security, a sense of like not having to sort of be closed off. And even though you may not see it in a dismissive avoidant because they may be a little bit more withdrawn in how they portray and express themselves, it doesn't mean they aren't feeling very drawn to it. And, you know, the challenging part, and you know, I talk a lot about this on this channel as a whole, but the challenging part is that these things that initially drive attraction, I still have two other really important ones to go through, but these things that initially drive attraction later on can be the things that cause us to feel resentment. Because if we don't integrate these traits into our own world, our subconscious comfort zone may later reject these things. So part of this is like us being able to understand that this drives a lot of initial attraction can be things that Ds are very drawn to, but they actually have to learn to properly receive in their relationships, properly be open to, properly integrate within themselves so that this is a sustainable dynamic. But again, we're just focused on those initial parts of attraction, and this has such an impact there. Number 5, acceptance. This is sometimes the surprising one. When a dismissive avoidant doesn't want to be changed and they say things like, I don't want to be changed, I don't want to have to change. Part of what this is because at a deeper level, they equate love to acceptance. And so when somebody's very accepting of them and makes them feel like, hey, if you have a flaw, it's okay. We all have flaws. It's normal. And they normalize the flaws or normalize the fears or just make them feel really kind of unconditionally accepted as a whole. It doesn't mean you can't still say like, hey, these are my needs. Can you meet them in a relationship? Hey, here are my boundaries. Here are my standards. It doesn't mean you don't communicate about what you need. But if they make a mistake or they do something wrong, you can communicate that while still doing it from an accepting place, right? An example might be like they forget to call you back and you've had a discussion about it, but that's important to you. You might say, hey, you know, I know you've got a lot going on right now. I understand that. But I just want to remind you, you know, calling me back is really important. And I want us to keep working on that in the relationship. And so you're doing this from this place of you're not going, what's wrong with you that you can't remember this? You're a bad partner. You're not doing this from this place of rejection. You're accepting them as a human with flaws and forgetful moments, but still communicating about your needs at the same time. These do not have to be separate things. So that is a really important one for that. And last but not least, a really, really important dynamic is somebody who understands, supports, and accepts their need for freedom and autonomy. So these tend to be huge things. You know, dismissive avoidants really want to feel like they can invest in a relationship, but also they can have time to have their freedom and autonomy when needed to do their own thing, to recharge in the way that they recharge. And the more that is understood, accepted, and integrated into the relationship, the better, of course. Thank you so much for stopping by.